Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Have you ever heard somebody say, after they haven't seen you in a long while, you haven't changed a bit? Now listen, I know they're trying to be encouraging. I know they're trying to, you know, tell us about maybe how we haven't aged, which might be a case for you, but for me, I've lost a lot of hair, so that doesn't really matter. But here's the point. I don't ever want someone to say to me that I haven't changed a bit, because what that says is that I haven't grown. And you might think I'm making, you know, splitting hairs or something like that, but just hear me out for a quick point here, right? There's an old Native American proverb that says you never step into the same river twice. This all relates to the topic today. The point is this. Maybe you've had this experience where you've heard a certain podcast, you've read a certain book, and maybe you've read it 2 years later, and you pick up things that you never saw before. Why is that? You read the same book, you listened to the same song, you checked out the same podcast, but you heard different things later, 1 year, 2 year, 5 year. That is a good sign. What that means is that you are a different person when you engaged in that content, when you consumed that topic. And as a result, you are a different person. And so it serves you in a different way. That's why it's not wrong at all to repeat and rinse and basically read another piece of content again. I don't like it when I just said, yeah, I've read that book once. I'd rather read one book 20 times than read 20 books. Now listen, part of me says that. Sure, it would be a little bit, quote, boring, but the problem with our society today, one of the problems, is that we think because we've heard it, we've done it. Because we've heard, because we say that we've essentially, you know, heard that content before, we know it. That's not the case at all. Think about the two different cultures. In the Greek culture, they had a term know, K-N-O-W, which means I've heard it before. I've intellectually given assent to it. But in the Hebrew language, the term know is much different. It's much more intimate. In fact, the old King James version of the Bible used to say, still says, that Adam knew his wife Eve and they conceived and bore a child. Look, no, I believe is the term yada, which means it means an intimate knowledge of, an intimacy. That's the type of consumption of content that I'm talking about today. Not just where we say, yeah, I've heard that, but where you literally consume it. It consumes you. And as a result, you understand it in a way that is undeniably deep. That's what I'm talking about today. Look, be somebody who is growing. Be somebody who people say after 6 months or a year, which happens all the time with the clients that I work with, no joke. They come into our program 6 months, 12 months, 2 years later. I don't even recognize these people. Physically, that could be the case. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, these people are at a whole new level. That is the biggest compliment in personal growth, that you can look at yourself and say, you know what, I don't even recognize the person 6 months ago. My thoughts are different. The way I look at life is different, right? It's that walking into the river as a different person, and that old person is gone. That old person is lost. That's exciting. You either believe in one of two ways when you look at the world. You either believe that people never change, right? You've heard that before. Or you hear that change is possible any single day. That's really what you ascribe to. Either people never change or change is possible any single day. The choice is up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to believe. You need to make that decision for yourself. But I'm the type of person that believes that any single day we can experience life change by essentially facing life differently. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Be somebody who consumes content again and again. Be somebody who knows it in the Hebrew sense, not the Greek sense. And be somebody who believes change is possible. We'll see you later.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.